Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fatal Flaw of Sin, Already in Progress.
I said, in fact, the scripture even tells the woman she's to respect her husband, even calling her husband Lord. For those of you that know the truth, did I change the word at all? Is that what the word says? That is what the word says. I mean, it absolutely says the woman is to respect her husband, and she is to submit to him in all things. I said, does your husband want sex? And she said, yes. He used to ask me quite often, but said, when I turned him down early every time, I said, he don't ask me much anymore. I said, shame on you. I said, you're sick? She said, yes, I am. I said, let me tell you why you're sick. It's because you're not taking care of your husband. I said, now, woman, let me tell you what. I said, I'm going to tell you what to do. I said, I want you to ask God to forgive you for what you've done. I absolutely want you to ask God to forgive you for not being the wife that God commanded you to be in His Word. And I said, after you do that, after you repent, I want you to tell the Lord how sorry you are that you haven't taken care of His son, your husband. That's what your job on this earth is, to take care of your husband. I said, then I want you tonight, after he goes to bed, since y'all don't sleep in the same bedroom, I want you to go into his bedroom, and I want you to take all your clothes off, and I want you to crawl under the cover with your husband and let nature take its course. In about 2 weeks, she called me back and she said, Pastor, after the first night, my pain, everything, I was completely healed the first night. Say, did God tell that woman to take care of that man? Yes. Why is she not doing it? I don't know. Sometimes I just don't understand why we don't know these principles, because they're all over the Bible. They're all over the Bible, you know. So when we don't obey God, God clearly says in His Word that if you do not obey me, I will bring sickness upon your body. When we don't obey God, God clearly says in His Word that if you do not obey me, I will bring sickness upon your body. Isn't that amazing? So many of us, since when we're raised up to walking under grace, I'm under grace. I can do anything I want to. God don't care. No, that's not true. You have a full set of rules to live by. And if you don't live by those rules, I guarantee it will bring sickness and disease into your body. Now then, do you want to walk in divine health?
Yes,
the Lord says in His Word, for those that will love me, those that will serve me, those will do what I say, those that will be an obedient son or daughter, He said, then you can come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. And I've come to realize He means that. He means that. So because He's so clear there in 1st or 2nd Peter, when He tells the husband, husbands, love your wife like Christ loved the church. How do you think Christ loved the church?
He died for
us. He died for you. Okay, so if you expect your husband to love you that same way. Isn't that something? Does he expect every husband to do that?
Yes, he does.
And if you just happen to disobey him, you think there might not be a consequence? Do you not think God will discipline you for being disobedient? Absolutely. You know, in fact, David and I had a talk one day, and he said, Pastor, I'm undergoing a little problem here. I want you to pray for me. I said, okay. So we prayed, and I said, thank you, Lord, for healing Dave. Dave walked off a few steps and turned around and said, well, one thing about it, Scripture says He disciplines those whom He loves, so I know that I'm still His son because He's given me a spanking, and God will do that. Do you not know that? And, of course, once me and Dave prayed, it wasn't long that whatever pain or whatever he had all went away. And he's healed. But anyway, God only disciplines those, His children, those whom He loves. Now, there's a lot of people out there that got sickness and disease that are not even God's children. But that's another story. That's beside the point. He does love you. He does want to do great things, and he gives you these keys to this kingdom to get healed. And he will do it and heal you every time if you only know what to do. But I stand in awe of the times and the scripture. In fact, I think Cheryl and I was in Atlanta, and I was teaching out of 1st and 2nd Peter when I said, you know, it says here that husbands love your wives like Christ loved the church, or I will not answer your prayer. And then he says, a man that will learn to control his tongue is a perfect man. And he's and as I'm trying to think of exactly how that was written, the scripture says, he that will have a long life and see good days, I believe that's the way it's written, must keep their tongue from speaking evil about others. So if you, how many of you want to have a long life and see good days? That's me. Then what do I have to do? Learn to control my tongue. And love my mate. I have to, and even that's where the scripture there in 1 Peter 3:10, I believe it is, where he says that when you must love your wife like Christ loved the church, then he says, and the woman, she must respect her husband, and said, be like Sarah, which called her husband Lord. And some people have, some men have never been called Lord. In fact, when I'm teaching on those principles, a lot of times I'll have a husband and wife stand up, face each other, and I won't have the wife repent to her husband, have the husband repent to the wife, and that they'll make a statement that, Lord, we do love you, we do love each other, and I will call my husband Lord. And the husband will say, and I'm sorry that I've not treated you like a lady in some points, so I'm asking God and asking you to forgive me. And it's amazing how many people get healed. In fact, I'll tell you a story about Hobbs, New Mexico. It was a probably 70-year-old lady come up after the service, and she said, Pastor, in my right hip, in my right leg, I have a terrible pain. I said, how long have you had it? She said, 12 years. I said, well, in fact, I didn't get to say anything. Cheryl jumped right in there. And she told her, said, ma'am, do you have an unforgiveness or bitterness against your husband? And the daughter, which was about 50, looked like, standing over, and she said, Cheryl, you hit mother right between the running lights. Yes, mother has an unforgiveness and a bitterness toward daddy, but not only against daddy, but she has a worse unforgiveness against Leroy, daddy's brother. I told her, I said, ma'am, that's why you got the pain in your right hip and your right leg, because you have a unforgiveness toward your husband. Now, see, Cheryl had learned when she said in the right leg, she knew that was the husband. If it had been in the left leg, it would have been a female. But when the problem's in the right leg or in the right side of the body, you have a problem with a man. When you have a problem in the left side of your body, you have a problem with a female. So that's just the way it works. Don't ask me. I can't prove that in Scripture, but that's the way it works. We've proven it over and over hundreds of times, have we not, hon? So anyway, the lady that was standing there, she said, I said, ma'am, you need to forgive your husband. She said, sir, I do know the Bible says I have to forgive. But she said, Leroy, do I have to forgive him? I said, no, ma'am, you don't have to. I said, you could stay sick and the rest of your life if you want to. But I said, if you want to be obedient and be an obedient daughter and do what God says, I think, in fact, I just reached over and took her by the shoulders and looked her right in the eye. I said, ma'am, I believe if you will go to Leroy and put your hands on him just like this and say, Leroy, I don't care how you've treated me in the past. From this day forward, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you as my brother-in-law, and I'm going to thank God for you, and I don't care what you do to me, I'm still going to love you. And I said, ma'am, will you do that? She said, yes, I will. And the minute she said that, she jumped and she screamed and nearly fell down. And I jumped back. I thought, what is wrong with you? She said, sir, that pain just left. Guess what that pain was? A spirit of unforgiveness that was in her leg. She had had that spirit for 12 years because she wouldn't forgive her husband and her brother-in-law. But the minute she confessed with her mouth that she would forgive, I didn't even get to pray for this woman. The Lord instantly healed her just like that. Is he ready to heal his children?
Yes.
Yes, he wants you to walk in obedience. He don't want you to be sick. He don't want you to do these bad things. He tells you in his word what he wants you to do so you can be blessed. That's what God wants for all of his children. He wants his children to be blessed. But he made a set of rules, and he made the kingdom, and he made the keys to the kingdom. And if you don't operate within the kingdom and the keys of the kingdom, you will operate outside the kingdom, and you'll operate in pain and sickness, and it will kill you. Sin brings forth death. We've heard that many times, have we not? People don't understand. That means what it says. You know, if you're living in this world, if you're doing drugs or alcohol or sex out of wedlock and all kinds of stuff, I'm guaranteeing you sooner or later it's going to get you and it's going to bite you and you ain't going to like it. I can guarantee you. Like, I was down at DFW Airport a while back, and there was a grandma coming up to me and says, "Thurman, my grandson is over in Cook's Medical Center, and they say he has cancer, and he's 16 years old. Would you go over there and pray for him?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I will." And so I got in my truck, and I drove over to Cook's Medical Center, and I got up to the room, and I walked in, and the daddy's standing there. I said, "Sir, what does they say?" And he said, "Well, there's a doctor. He just gave my son a chemo treatment." And I walked over, and I said, "Doc, how's he responding?" He said, "Not well at all. Not well at all." I said, "So is there a chance he may not live?" He said, "He may not." Now, do you ever stop to wonder why a 16-year-old son has terminal cancer at 16? Why? I used to wonder why, too, but now I know. It's sin. And so anyway, I told the daddy, I went back, and I said, "Wow, the boy's not good at all." I said, "So where's your wife?" He said, "Well, she don't come up here when I'm here." I said, "Now, wait a minute. You mean, are you trying to tell me y'all got an unforgiveness toward each other?" He said, "Yes, we do." I said, "Okay, that's the problem." I said, "Unforgiveness, if either one of you or both of you have an unforgiveness against each other, Matthew 18, 21 through 35 clearly says that God the Father will send a tormenting spirit to torment you or your children." And I said, "That's what's wrong. And it's written in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. So he said, what are you trying to tell me?" I said, "I'm trying to tell you your son is sick with cancer because you and your wife have an unforgiveness and bitterness toward each other." I said, "And the boy will not get well until this sin is taken care of."
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Fatal Flaw of Sin, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.